Diary, October and November, 1878. October 23rd to November 3rd, 1878. Labors in Kansas. Camp meetings. October 23rd, 1878. We left Battle Creek Wednesday, October 23rd. Found Brother Armstrong waiting for us in Chicago. Took a streetcar after walking a quarter of a mile with our baggage. We rode about 5 miles to the home of Brother Armstrong. We found a cheerful fire in the sitting room. This was our sleeping room. After social conversation, we had a season of prayer and retired, feeling we were blessed indeed. Thursday morning. Rested well through the night. Awakened with feelings of gratitude for the favors received and the blessings of God with which He has abundantly supplied us. My heart goes out to God in prayer for His guidance and His grace. We met Elder Butler and Elder Andrew's mother in the Chicago Depot. Elder Butler was on his way to Battle Creek. He assisted us in rechecking baggage and in moving baggage to sleeping car. Brother Armstrong's daughter was very attentive, accompanying us to Depot and interesting herself in our being properly arranged in the car. October 25th, 1878. On the cars. Rested well last night. We had our window open and gave our lungs food. The cars were very hot, and no ventilation was allowed from the ventilator above. This morning there was a great complaint of faintness and languor when no effort is made to give us fresh air. There are 30 who have passed the night in a closed car. Emanations from the bodies and exhalations from the lungs have poisoned the air. Yet no windows except mine have been raised to let in the rich blessing heaven has provided in fresh, pure air. Must the health and life of travelers be imperiled by being left to the control of ignorant porters and one or two sick passengers? We will have air from outside. We will not endanger health and life because of the ignorance of porters. We changed cars at Kansas City. The porter put us in the wrong car, and we were obliged to pay $6 for our passage over the road. When we arrived at Topeka, we met Brother Miller, a stranger to us, but he had a printed notice pinned upon his coat, "Camp Meeting." We made ourselves acquainted and were soon preparing to step on board his carriage. In my great weariness and hurry, I left my velvet sack. The depot was crowded, and I overlooked it. I did not discover my loss until we had gone about 5 miles. At first, I was much troubled, but I fought with my feelings until I had them under control, and the conflict was ended, and peace took the place of regret and unhappiness. We rode 12 miles over the broad prairie. It was keen cold. We became thoroughly chilled, for we had not even a lap robe or buffalo to cover our feet and limbs. When we arrived on the ground, we found a small board tent made for us, furnished with bed, table, and stove, and having floor with carpet on it. We were made very comfortable. We felt thankful in our hearts to our dear friends for this thoughtful care and tenderness of us. A crock was brought with a very fine chrysanthemum in full bloom. We rested and slept well that night. Brother Haskell spoke in the evening. There were 17 tents upon the ground beside the large congregational tent. We had 2 stoves in the large tent. Brother Rosso was very diligently employed in furnishing the stoves with wood. Many things can be done to improve the situation. When exposed to inconvenience and positive danger, we must positively relieve the situation according to our best judgment, if possible, by painstaking, thoughtful preventives, that health and life be not endangered. The Lord Jesus would have the lives of rich and poor preserved, that human beings may be helped by one another, and that the same Spirit which He came to the world to bring to mortals may be cultivated and strengthened in one another. He came to be our example, that not one means shall be left unused that should be exercised to improve conditions by the helping of one another. Richland, Kansas. We found this morning that we were in camp in the midst of a snowstorm. The air was piercing cold, yet not a meeting was dropped out. The large tent was open in many places and quite uncomfortable, yet all seemed cheerful. There was no complaint, no murmuring, but the people were eager to hear the word of life. Cold and inconvenience were forgotten, and they rose above discomfort and listened as for their lives. 1 inch of snow lies on the ground, and it is bitter cold. We felt great freedom in addressing the people. 2 more meetings were held on the Sabbath. Brother Haskell spoke twice.
Oh, that we might have the warmth of the Holy Spirit of our Savior, just here, amid cold and inconvenience. Now is the time that ingenuity must be exercised to benefit each other. No selfish exclusion should be revealed, but we should make all the sunshine possible to reflect upon suffering ones. Shivering we may be unable to restrain, for the flesh is weak, but we can and must speak cheering words. As Christ's representatives, we have no seeds to sow to increase unhappiness. Richland, Kansas. The snow is now fast disappearing. It is clear and very pleasant. We had quite a good congregation of outsiders, for this is an isolated place. I spoke in the afternoon. Brother Haskell spoke 4 times. We had the best of attention and the presence of Christ. Richland, Kansas. I spoke in the tent, commencing at 9 o'clock. After speaking 1 hour, I called the people forward. About 40 responded. Some came forward who greatly desired to be more thoroughly imbued with the Spirit of God. Some had backslidden from God, and some members of other churches were convinced of the truth and were commencing to keep the Sabbath for the first time. Some were taking their position for the first time as Christians. This was a very important, impressive meeting. Many testimonies were born from softened and subdued hearts. One lad of about 11 years spoke with modesty and without excitement, saying he loved Jesus and had been blessed that day. The face of this lad shone with the blessing of God. How I wished that not only his face, but the faces of all in the congregation who were thus speaking, were shining with the glory of God upon them. We need much more simplicity and fervency, that we may be a blessing to others. Prayer was offered. The Lord Jesus seemed to come near to bless, and many testimonies were afterwards born that the Lord had blessed them, and the peace and joy of Christ was in their hearts. Candidates were examined for baptism, and 7 were baptized. This was a solemn ordinance. In the evening, we had a most interesting meeting. It commenced at 5 o'clock and did not close till 8:30. I spoke to the people under the power and Spirit of God. And thus closed our last meeting. It had been a feast to all assembled. They felt more than satisfied and were returning to their homes with their hearts greatly strengthened and blessed, to carry out in their lives the practical truths that had been brought home to their consciences. Thanksgiving was entirely proper. October 29, 1878. I rose early and commenced writing an article reporting the meeting to send off to the Review and Herald. It is 10 o'clock. We rode 12 miles to Topeka. After some hours, we had everything arranged and stepped on cars for Emporium, where we changed cars. Here we waited 1 hour and then took cars for Parsons. Here we tarried overnight at hotel. Rested well. Rose early and wrote article for the Signs of the Times and sent it off before we stepped on board the cars at 7:30. We then rode 9 miles in caboose freight train to Labette. We ate our breakfast on the cars. We found team waiting for our baggage and spring wagon for us. We rode 7 miles to Brother Klinger's. Here we found a good home among good people till we had a tent prepared on the campground. We wrote many pages. It was exceedingly windy. Rested well and spent the day in writing important matter to Battle Creek. November 1, 1878. Sherman City, Kansas. Again devoted the forenoon to writing. My husband came, accompanied by Elder Bordeaux. After dining, we went to the grounds. I spoke in the afternoon with great freedom. The Lord blessed me. The people have seemed even more hungry than upon the Richland campground. We had a meeting at the commencement of the Sabbath. Elder Haskell spoke, also my husband and Elder Bordeaux. Many others all bore excellent testimonies. Our meeting did not close till the evening. At 7 o'clock, Elder Bordeaux spoke upon redemption. My husband spoke again about 15 minutes, and this closed the Friday meeting. Sherman City, Kansas. We rested and slept well last night in the tent. Took breakfast in our tent. We had a prayer meeting this morning. Many good, spirited testimonies were given. One man stated that this was the first meeting of Seventh-day Adventists he had attended for 1 year. He thought this was a wonderful meeting. One young lady bore testimony of her anxiety to put away all defects of character and live right with God. She expressed her great anxiety to attend this meeting. I heard she and her mother walked 6 miles to obtain this privilege. Elder Bordeaux spoke appropriate words. I spoke about 10 minutes. My husband spoke in the forenoon meeting with freedom and clearness from Revelation 14. His subject was, "The Testimony of Jesus is the Spirit of Prophecy," chapter 19, 10. He talked 2 hours, lacking 1/4 of an hour. Elder Haskell spoke in the afternoon upon making a covenant with God by sacrifice, Psalm 50, verse 5. In the evening, I spoke to a crowded tent on Christ's riding into Jerusalem and the barren fig tree. The very best of attention was given. The people seemed to have ears to hear, and many had hearts to receive the words spoken. The people here seem highly gratified with the meetings. The Methodists who have heard Blanchard's tirade against us say they have misrepresented Mrs. White, for the Spirit of God is in her testimony. The prejudice of the people because of false reports is fast passing away, and they state that they have been deceived by misstatements. Sherman City, Kansas. We went to bed cold and could not get warm for more than an hour. Rested well most of the night. It is clear and cold this morning. Our stove does not warm the tent. We were so cold we could hardly handle knives and forks to eat our food. Walked out about 1/4 of a mile. Emma came from Brother Chires. Had prayer in tent. Sunday, November 3rd. It is a beautiful day. It seems like summer. Elder Haskell had a business meeting. Elder White preached upon the reasons of our faith. He spoke about 2 hours. The audience from the outside was good. In the afternoon, I spoke to a tent full of people upon Christian temperance.